Okay, ready to go again. Okay, so getting on to the next line that we have, or the next name in the line is Noah.
那之后呢，就是讲到诺亚。
And we have this promise given by God to Noah in Genesis 6:18. Here he says, I will establish my covenant with you.
Covenant.
Covenant means promise.
好，然后在这个创世纪六章十八节里面呢，神对诺亚说，好，我会将我的应许给你。
Yeah, remember the word covenant means promise or testament. We have the word testament as well.
好，所以这个covenant 这个字哈，就是所谓的应许。
And remember, in the English, we call them two main parts of the Bible. We have the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以这个应许的字呢，也代表了约定的意思。所以就像这个旧约、新约也可以用这个字。
So this is the whole theme.Of the Old Testament is talking about the Savior who will come to save the world. Now, obviously, there's a lot of other different subjects, including the angelic conflict, but the main covenant promise, the main promise is that God will provide a Savior for mankind.
所以整个旧约哈，其实充满了这个神的应许，尤其呢，整个旧约最主要的主题就是在说人的拯救者将会从怎么样的诞生。所以它都是这样子的一些先知预言，然后后来成真的这个全部的记载，就是以拯救者怎么样来到人间的这整个应许的故事。
And then we have the New Testament, and that talks about how Jesus Christ, the Savior, he did come. So this is the fulfillment of that. And then there's a new promise that Jesus Christ will come back to establish his kingdom.
而新约呢，则在等于是。明显的讲出来说，终于哈，这个神子就是耶稣基督的降生，他的弥赛亚的降生已经得到这个应许，已经得到了圆满。然后呢，新约再来再讲的，除了就是讲到这个应许圆满之外，他又讲到的后来耶稣将会再来。
Okay, now if you're talking to a Jewish person, they only have the Old Testament. They don't believe that their Savior has come yet. They don't believe Jesus Christ is the Savior.
而在这些犹太人不是基督徒的犹太人，他们呢基本上是认为这个所谓的弥赛亚还没有来，耶稣并不是弥赛亚，不是基督，所以在他们那些犹太人的心中，这个旧约基本上还没结束。
Yeah, so in their eyes, most Jewish people, there are a few that have become Christians, but they're very few. Most Jewish people, they're still waiting for the Savior to come.
所以大部分的犹太人他们其实都不是基督徒，只有一些些犹太人变成了基督徒，所以大部分的犹太人他们还在等待他们的拯救者来。
So in their eyes it's not like you have an Old Testament and a New Testament, it's not even the Old Testament, they call it something else.
所以对他们犹太人来讲没有所谓的旧约新约这件事，因为他们把旧约就叫做约。
They still accept the 39 books of what we call the Old Testament, but they have other writings as well that they would add to that.
所以对于犹太人他们在读这个旧约这本经来讲呢，除了我们现在看到的旧约的39本书之外，犹太人他们的那的经典还有加上一些其他的东西，是超过这39本。
The 39 books we call the Old Testament, they actually usually refer to as the Tanakh.And Tanakh is made up of three letters, T, N, and K. The Torah. Torah is the books of Moses, five books of Moses.
他们那个犹太人的对于我们旧约里的39本经典他们把它称之为 T, N, K. T 呢就是妥拉。妥拉呢其实讲的就是摩西五经。
And then you have the Navi'im, the teachings from the Old Testament.
然后呢第二本 N 呢是 Navi.
Yeah, and actually I think that the word really means like prophets as well. So the teachings of the prophets.
所以第二本 N 呢代表的是先知的教导。
Yeah, and then you have Ketuvim, which means like the writings or the poetry. So that's the books like the Psalms and the Proverbs, things like that.
那第三本呢就是Ketuvim.代表的是诗歌，就是像我们的诗篇、箴言这些。
I think Ecclesiastes as well.
还有那个传道书
and Song of Songs as well
还有雅歌所以诗篇箴言传道书跟雅歌这几个就是代表的 K
Right. So, but anyway, they still believe in those books like we believe in the Old Testament, except again, they don't think that Jesus Christ has come.
所以他们现在犹太人依然的好是还是相信这个整本我们说的旧约啊的这些书，但是他们还是认为救世主还没有来。
Yeah, and so for them, the New Testament, which is very important for Christians, they just think that's just a lot of maybe satanic writing or something. That's not part of their religion.
那对于犹太教的人来讲，他们会认为新约这个整本新约对他们来说根本就是一些撒旦的欺骗人的话。
Yeah. But if you're evangelizing a Jewish person, you can actually evangelize them from the Old Testament. You have to just go to the Old Testament. You can point to the prophecies.In the Old Testament, which speak about Jesus Christ, and say, and now look, if you come to the New Testament, you can see how this prophecy in the Old Testament was fulfilled. But you're really teaching them from the Old Testament. And a lot of Jews are actually, they're quite ignorant about the Old Testament even. So you have to go to the Old Testament first and say, do you believe this? And they say, yes. And then you can show them the New Testament and say, well, look, this is it. This happened.
So they never read New Testament.
Well, they hardly read the Old Testament for a lot of them, unless they're very religious.
就是其实很多犹太教的人他们其实连自己旧约这一块他们也都没有 很好的读。所以如果要跟他们辩论这个我们的基督教的信仰的话，我们得要先从旧约翻开来跟他说，哎，一点一点的点到耶稣基督的这个诞生的这些有关的这些先知预言，然后他们相信，他们认为相信的时候，再翻新约给他看，去印证这个新约其实是在这个新约的这些耶稣的降临都是印证了旧约里面讲的事情，他们那时候才有机会相信我们。
There are actually ministries where they specifically operate to Jewish people. A lot of them are actually working in Israel. And that's the method that they use. They're sort of teaching the gospel, but from the Old Testament.
现在有很多传教人，他们都跑去以色列传教。他们就是用这种方法，要试图让这些犹太人能够理解，耶稣基督已经来了。
From what I've seen, the best people for those ministries are actually Jewish people themselves that have believed in Jesus Christ. These are what we call Messianic Jews. And then they preach to their own people.
而最有效可以做好最好的教导的反而是那些犹太人。他们非常熟悉旧约的犹太人又是变成了基督徒的犹太人。好，他们去教导其他的犹太人是最有效果的。
Right. Okay, anyway, so in Genesis 6:18, you have that term, the covenant, or you know, the promise, God saying to Noah, I will establish my covenant with you. So that means now Noah is in the line. He's in the line of the Savior.
好，所以呢，神呢对诺亚所讲的话，在创世纪六章十八节，神说，我将会成就我的应许，经由你。所以他就在这里已经告诉诺亚说，哎，未来的救世主将会从他这一条线出生。
And then we saw in Genesis 9:27 how the covenant is reaffirmed through Shem.
然后呢，在创世纪九章二十七节呢，这个又有提到呢，对闪哈，就是诺亚的儿子闪说，好，他的孩子将会成就这个神的应许。
Now, God is not arbitrary in his decisions, which means he doesn't just sort of randomly pick people. So, of course, Noah had three sons, and you could say, well, how did God pick Shem? Why didn't he pick Japheth or pick Ham?
就是说神呢他绝对不是这个所谓就选了一个人来当做这个传承者。那他为什么会选择了闪而没有选择他的哥哥或他的弟弟？
Yeah, and of course, in his foreknowledge and the divine decree, God could look forward into the future and he could see who was the ideal person to be in the line. So he's written the line out down to Jesus Christ even before it came into existence.
因为神呢，他是全知的，他是可以看得到未来的，所以他可以看到过去未来之后，他当然知道他应该选择谁才可以适合让耶稣基督在他们那一条线上诞生。
And he saw the great believers. So he saw people like Noah, and he saw David, for example, and he saw, who else is in the line down? Well, like even Joseph and Mary. And he saw these, and I said Abraham, right? So, and he said, these people are going to be in the line.
因为神他知道谁是真正的好伟大的信徒，所以他可以看得到大卫，可以看得到玛丽跟约瑟，好，他可以看得到这些所有的一个传承的人，每一个人的状态，所以他会选回来说，哎，应该要选闪。
See, Shem is the next one in the line, but the Bible doesn't say anything about Shem being a great believer. He's in the line.
这个圣经上并没有提说闪他是不是一个伟大的一个信徒，没有特别讲到，但是他知道这条线后面会有很伟大的信徒。
And the next one down from the line of Shem is his son Arphaxad, and we know nothing about Arphaxad except that he was the son of Shem, really.
而在圣经里面有提到闪的儿子是谁，好，然后是哪一个人后来会成为耶稣的祖先。好，但是他也圣经也没有提到闪的儿子那个耶稣的祖真祖父是不是一个好的信徒，并没有。
And actually, you have some people in the line of Jesus Christ, and they're really evil people, but they're in the line because they were sort of like the stepping stones down through to the next people.
其实你如果仔细研读的话，在耶稣的祖先的这条线上面，其实有一些人是蛮糟糕的人，还蛮恶劣的一些坏人，但是呢他们就是可以说他就是一块一块的基石嘛，齁，所以因为耶稣要从这边出生，所以也就成为这条线上的祖先了。
But yeah, again, you know, God is affirming the promise through Noah and to his son, saying, you know, Shem is going to be the next in the line.And the word Shem actually means name, which is very important because, like God, this is sort of as a prophecy, you know, the name of the Messiah, perhaps name can also mean the person is coming down through Shem. So his name is quite significant, the name of Shem. The name Shem means name. The name Shem in Hebrew means name.
Really?
Yeah, so that's his name, like name, I
guess. 就是 Shem 这个名字 S-H-E-M, 哈，闪啊。其实它的原文 S-H-E-M 呢就是希伯来文里面的名字 name 同样的意思，就是说 Shem 就是名字的意思啦。
Yeah. But actually we see many times in scripture where God is saying, you know, I will make my name great, meaning the name of Jehovah, for example. So it's quite a significant aspect. This concept about the name of God is very important. So maybe that's why Shem was called Shem.
Oh, usually their name were given by God, right?
No, not necessarily, but there's sort of a prophetic aspect. So maybe God inspired Noah to call his son Shem, knowing that this would be happening.
我们也不知道为什么，但是因为闪的那个名字 Shem 就是名字的希伯来文，而这个名字显然是取得好啊，就是用这个名字来代表他未来将会有神的儿子出生。
Okay, and then down from Shem, you have another, it's 8 or 9 generations. So between Noah and Abraham, there's actually 10 generations.
从诺亚到亚伯拉罕是十代。
Okay, and then you get to Abraham, who's the next person by whom God is personally giving a promise regarding the Savior.
就等于是说亚伯拉罕然后闪之后呢，神就没有再特别讲说你们的子嗣会有救赎者，一直到亚伯拉罕才又讲说你的子嗣会有拯救者出生。
Okay. And so that comes out in Genesis 12:2-3.
所以在创世纪12章的2至3节呢就终于讲了哈，就跟亚伯拉罕说。
Okay, and that's where God is saying to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse youAnd in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
他说呢，祝福你的，我必赐福与他们；那轻视你的，我必咒诅他们。地上的万族都要以你的名互相祝福。
Okay, and that's just one statement. There are other statements in Scripture which point to the Savior coming down through Abraham.
其实这只是其中的一句是可以有这个代表的，但还有很多句跟亚伯拉罕说的话可以让我们了解，让他了解他的后裔是会有 拯救者出身。
Okay, now once you get down from Abraham, then you, of course you're coming through his son. So you have the line of Isaac, and this is where God was speaking to Abraham, said, through Isaac, your seed, which means your descendant, will be called.
然后呢，再来就是创世纪21章12节呢，那个神就对亚伯拉罕说，经过这个以撒，就是你的儿子以撒这条线呢，你的种子哈，就是你的子嗣呢，会被招呼召啦。他说，就说经由以撒，你的子嗣会被呼召。
Okay, but remember, like in the King James, for example, the word seed here is actually in the capital S because the translators understand that this seed, we see the same concept with Adam and Eve being promised the son, the seed is Jesus Christ. This word seed, your seed will be called, he's talking about Jesus Christ.
就是他说你的子嗣的那个种子的那个字啊，一般如果是在别的版本，有的时候会把它大写。用 S-E-E-D 的 S 应该大写，那大写的话就代表的是在说耶稣基督。
Yeah, see the translators understood. That's in the Bible, of course, it wasn't even written in English, but because the translators knew that this was talking about Jesus Christ, that they put it in the big S.
就有一些翻译本就会这样子特别去注明。
That was in Genesis 21:12, and also a similar concept in Genesis 26:3-4.
所以这在创世纪21章12节里有写到，而且在26章3和4节呢也有类似的话，再说一遍。
And then you have through the line of Jacob, so he's the next in line, that's Genesis 28:13-15.
然后呢再来就是在创世纪28章13-15节呢就讲到雅各。
Yeah, and I think I'll read through that now. This is where we're going to have to jump around a little bit because...I think we covered Isaac last time, so this is sort of where we have to go on from this lesson.
那我们现在就来看这个约和华对雅各说话的。
We do actually have to talk about Isaac again in terms of the Muslim religion, because remember Isaac is in the promise, but the Muslims say the promise was actually given to the other son of Abraham, which is Ishmael. We'll have a look at that later. Well, if you remember in the Muslim religion,They say that the covenant was not given to Abraham through Isaac. They say the covenant comes through Ishmael, the other son.
我们等一下还是会回到那个以撒哈，因为要特别再讲一遍，就是有关这个回教，就是伊斯兰教哈，他们的经典居然写成说这一条救世主的这条线呢，是从以实玛利那一条线走的，而不是从以撒这一条线走的。
Okay, so we'll have a look at that in the future, and not too far future, but for now I just want to keep looking at the line coming down through to Jesus first.
好，那我们今天先不管别人怎么讲，我们就先从我们是明白的讲的，这个是耶稣是从雅各这条线出生的。
So now, Jehovah, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to reiterate, which means he's going to confirm that the line is now coming down from Isaac to Jacob, the next step down.
这个地方呢，就是耶和华呢，要去再重申，救世主将会从以撒，然后雅各这条线出生。
And in this case, and this is reading from Genesis 28:13, Jehovah speaking to Jacob. I'll just read from the start of the verse. And behold, Jehovah stood above it and said, I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your seed.
耶和华站在梯子顶上说，我是耶和华你祖先亚伯拉罕的神。也是你父以撒的神，我要将你现在躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
And then in verse 14, and your seed shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed, now we have capital S talking about the Messiah, shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
28章14节，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，你必向东西南北开展，地上万族必以你和你后裔的名互相祝福。
So now we have, because Isaac had the two sons, there's Jacob and Esau. And so which one is God going to choose? He's got two sons to choose from. So he chooses Jacob because he knows again that Jacob will be the line down to Jesus Christ.
我们都看读圣经都知道哈，就是以撒他有两个儿子，是以扫跟雅各。那神呢是要选择谁作为传人？以扫其实是老大，雅各是老二。那显然的，神选择了雅各做，因为他可以看得到未来。
And Esau actually married one of the daughters of Ishmael, so that brings him closer with Ishmael. See, the brother of Jacob.Yet Esau is going to get married to one of Ishmael's daughters.
有一些重要的这个事件啊，我们要知道，就是以扫他其实后来结婚的对象，他的太太是以实玛利那一支的。
Okay, and so for this reason, even today, the Arab tribes, and there's 12 main tribes of the Arab races going all the way back, yeah, their origins are with Ishmael.
所以那个阿拉伯人的十二支啊，整个在中东地区的十二支阿拉伯人，他们其实都把他们自己过去的祖先，好，都已经很明确的定出来是以实玛利。
And actually, it says in the Bible that God, despite the Arabs have always been enemies of the Jews, even right back and yeah, right from the beginning, God is still blessing the Arabs. And God, that was a promise God gave to Abraham because God knew that Abraham loved Ishmael. Ishmael was the oldest son.Right, and Abraham really loved Ishmael, and Abraham was very sad when Ishmael had to leave.
就是其实，在整个圣经里面哦，你们有也看到，就是当亚伯拉罕生了第一个儿子以实玛利，然后后来呢，以实玛利必须要离开，就是等于是说他同意了撒拉，让撒拉的孩子是才是真正的传承者，所以要以实玛利离开的时候，其实上帝是了解亚伯拉罕是非常心疼的，因为他以实玛利是他的第一个孩子，所以上帝其实有告诉亚伯拉罕，以实玛利是会得到祝福的。
God said, "I will bless Ishmael and his sons, but Ishmael and meaning his sons as well. This is in Genesis 17. They will be like a wild donkey of a man among the people, a wild ass." Meaning that they'll be very rebellious and very difficult.
然后但是神呢也有告诉亚伯拉罕，以实玛利及他的子孙都会得到祝福，但是呢他们就会像是那种很野的驴子，驴还是骡？
驴。
Okay, I'll bring up the
好，就是说他们会非常非常难驾驭，脾气很坏，然后是非常的野蛮的，好，所以神也告诉了亚伯拉罕，但是他说不管怎么样，他们都将会得到祝福，也就是说神是祝福阿拉伯人的。
Okay, the promise, like when God says he promises that he will bless them, that's in Genesis 17:20.
好，神对那个亚伯拉罕说以实玛利会得到祝福是在创世纪17:20.
Basically God is saying, but you know, people have to be careful because you know, these Arab races, they're going to be very, very difficult to work with.
所以就是神有警告这个亚伯拉罕说，虽然他们这个阿拉伯的这一支啊会受到祝福，但是他们是很难相处的。
Okay, so, yeah, so again, just getting back to the slide here, Jehovah did promise, he's now promised to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob that this is the line.
所以你其实看那个创世纪一直会看到神跟他们任何人都是讲说亚伯拉罕你的神。以撒的神，雅各的神，他每次都这样自我介绍。
Okay, now the next in the line is Jacob's going to have 12 sons, of course. So now God has a hard time. Wow, I've got to choose from one of these 12 sons. Which one's it going to be?
然后等到那个雅各的时候，哇，生了十二个儿子啊！所以这个对神来讲，他要选择他的未来的这个拯救者的出生很不容易。到底要从哪一个儿子身上去选？
Okay, that's like an anthropomorphism. Actually, it was very easy for God.
Oh, 对，这难选是我们人说的啦。其实对神来讲都是很简单的，因为他是全知的。
Yeah, with all that foreknowledge, every decision God makes is perfect, and he really doesn't have to think very hard about it.
其实对神来讲，他下所有的决定都是非常容易的，因为他几乎都是这样。
Okay, and the next son is going to be Judah. Judah is the fourth son of Jacob.
后来神是选了犹大，就是雅各的第四个儿子。
Okay, and it says in Genesis 49:10, it says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. The scepter, now scepter, I don't know what they translate that as.
在创世纪49章第十节呢，就提到了哈，他会选择犹大，他是说王杖必不离犹大。
Nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come.
好，那权杖必不离他两脚之间，只等他的所属者来到。
The concept that Judah is going to be the one that carries on with the scepter. That,
好，这边我们看第二行的中文好了。中文后面的第三句他说只等细罗，他这个就是音译，直接说细罗就是赐平安者的到来。这讲的细罗指的叫就是在指耶稣基督在那个未来再回来的时候可以做这个我们的千禧年的王。
Yeah, I'll have to look a bit deeper into this, but you have the word shalom in Hebrew, actually, and shalom,
shalom means peace.
Yeah, so it's probably a cognate, like related to that word as well.
就是这个细罗可能就是我们常常讲的那个希伯来文的 shalom, 可能跟那个字有一点关联系，就是都是讲的是平安。
Yeah, I need to do some research about that.
那个 Tim 会再去研究一下。
Okay, now here we have, just to explain the term the scepter,See, a scepter is the sign of a king. This is where you have the scepter in the hands of a king. So that's a sign of his authority.
所以这个权杖就是国王手里拿的那个权杖，是代表他的权威。
And this is a picture of the Persian king. Now, one website I saw this, it said it was Darius the Great. And then another website said this is possibly Xerxes. So we really, there wasn't a name put on this. We don't really know.It's either going to be Darius or Xerxes. It's important because Xerxes is the king mentioned in the book of Esther. I'll tell you what, okay, we'll take a break now because we're running out of Zoom time.
好，我们休息一下。
A 10-minute break and we'll see you back at 8:45.
8:45回来。